On Monday, the temperature near the National Guard Armory in Fort Collins hovered around 100 degrees. Instead of cooling things down, sporadic winds just kicked dust and gravel up into the air.
Are you doing okay?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine.
But this is home for nearly 2,000 firefighters working the High Park fire.
We have tents all over, even down towards LaPorte, down towards the west, heading towards Horseshoe.
Larry Helmrich is with the U.S. Forest Service.
A lot of these, if they're hotshot crews, they come in and they're 20 people all in the same color tent, same, you know, they're all bunched together because they work and sleep, everything as a crew. So it's just like a military unit, really.
Or like a mining camp straight out of Colorado's past. There's a dining tent, supply shed, a communications tent, and even a gas station. While most of the camp's inhabitants are out on the fire lines, a support staff of about 200 are busily working behind the scenes, including Mike Mollenhauer. He's a manager with Port-A-Pitt Catering, which contracts with the U.S. Forest Service to provide food services for base camps.
They get a hot breakfast and a hot dinner, and they get a sack lunch.
Standing in the massive dining tent, Mollenhauer says it's an enormous undertaking to feed the firefighters a steady diet of 6,000 calories a day. But every person fighting the fire gets the same nutritious food, no matter if they're feet or even miles from the mess tent.
We have like 800 firefighters that are staying on the mountain. We send them up a hot meal in cans, and we also send them a cold canned breakfast.
Mollenhauer has been feeding thousands of firefighters in the Rocky Mountain region for the past 10 years. Each March through October, he travels from base camp to base camp.
Normally, you get them anywhere from 500 to 600, 700. That's kind of an average camp, some smaller, some a little bigger. It's the biggest fire camp that I've ever done.
Walking over to the supply area, which is housed in an old airplane hangar, boxes are stacked almost to the ceiling with everything from water hoses and chainsaws to sleeping bags and even staplers. Larry Helmrich says many of the items come from Fort Collins and the surrounding community.
As much as we can buy locally is what we do. We want as much of a benefit to go back to the community.
A short walk from the supply area, past incident command meeting tents and pallets filled with hundreds of cases of water, is the medical area. It's run by Steve Camarada, who just arrived with the new incident management team earlier this week. So far, he's treated mostly minor injuries like stomach aches, but much like an Army MASH camp, he's ready if more life-threatening injuries occur.
Down here, we're sort of like a Walmart pharmacy, you know, giving out over-the-counter things. However, our priorities that we really try to focus on is if something more serious happens up on the fire, that we're ready to deal with that and get the firefighters, you know, to the appropriate medical facility, you know, as soon as possible, hopefully within the golden hour.
Since it's so early in the fire season, Camarada says firefighter health and morale is pretty high, but that could change once the season begins to drag on. Back near the mess tent, Owen, a worker with Port-A-Pitt Catering, couldn't agree more. Standing in a cramped, sweltering tent, he prepares boxed lunches for the spike camps deep within the fire zone.
I think, honestly, the morale is extremely, extremely high. I mean, I've been to a lot of different places or whatever, but there's something very unique about this experience and humbling about this experience, where you're literally fighting a battle, but you come back and you just see it up there. You know, you can see the wear and tear on their faces, but it doesn't get them down. It doesn't.
It could take until the end of July to fully contain the High Park fire, which is closing in on nearly 90,000 acres burned. Incident commanders say the number of firefighters may fluctuate based on the needs of other fires burning around the state and the West, but the camp will be here until the last firefighter goes home. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.